Hello and welcome to Sim Torah for Parshat Balak. In this week's Parsha, of course, Balak does hire Bilam to try to curse Bnei Yisrael, but of course, he's unsuccessful, and all Bilam is able to do is to give brachot to Bnei Yisrael. One of his more well-known brachot, which we say every single morning in davening, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov Mishkenotecha Yisrael. What is the difference between Ohalecha Yaakov and Mishkenotecha Yisrael? What secret about Bnei Yisrael did Bilam possess that is really one of the secrets of our survival? Perhaps one can suggest the following answer. Bilam understood the secret of Jewish survival that he could not destroy. He understood that the power of Bnei Yisrael lies in the value that we place on both the tzibur, the public community, and also the private, the discreet individual. Excuse me. On the one hand, we have Mishkanotecha Yisrael, the Mishkan, the place where communal korbanot and communal tfilot are offered, where Yisrael, the nation as a unit, comes and focuses their avodat Hashem, where they come together and they hear from each other and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is here in the Mishkan where the klal is focused upon, Berov Am Hadrat Melech, where our obligation to and our benefits from the group is stressed. Rav Kook articulates this idea beautifully in a variety of places. For example, he says in Orot, Adam mi Yisrael sherotzeh lizkot la'or chayim be'emet, tzarich hu lahaskim lishtol et atzmo b'chneset Yisrael. Lachshov Yisraeliut, lahargish Yisraeliut, liknot et hayediot hamiuchadot liYisrael, vilirot besimchat Yisrael. In other words, says Rav Kook, a Jew who wants to merit the true light of life needs to agree and be willing to completely, so to speak, plant herself or himself in Knesset Yisrael. Continuing in Rav Kook, to think the nation, to feel the nation, to acquire the knowledge unique to the nation, and to participate in the joys of the nation. A Jew needs to identify with the nation. In good times and bad, we need to contribute to and gain from the nation. However, there is another side. Not only does a Jew need to strongly identify with and become an integral part of the tzibur, we also need to be passionate individuals as well. In other words, we don't only have Mishkenotecha Yisrael, we also have Ohalecha Yaakov, the Ohel, where Yaakov, the individual, sits and learns, privately worshipping in his or her Dalet Amot. In Vezot HaBracha, Moshe says about Zevulun and Yisachar, Smach Zevulun B'Tzeitecha V'Yisachar B'Ohalecha. In other words, while Zevulun goes out, Yisachar sits in. He sits in the Ohel. Mishkanotecha, Ohalecha, Yaakov. It is here where we sit alone and commune with Hashem, performing the ultimate in Hitbodedut. It is here in the Ohel, where the prat is focused upon. Bishvilini Vraha Olam, where our obligation to and our benefits from ourselves as individuals is stressed. There's a story that is told about Rabbi Aryeh Levin, the tzaddik of Yerushalayim, who was once walking with Rav Kook maybe 100 years ago, and Rabbi Levin accidentally plucked a flower out of the ground. Rav Kook responded incredulously, Ha'amein ta'amin li shemiyamai nizharti levilti ketof bli to'elet esev operach sheyachol ligdol o litzmoach kol tzitz esev omer davar kol Evan locheshet ezesod kol briah omeret shira. Believe me, said Rav Kook to Rav Levin, that all my life I have taken care not to wastefully pick any grass or flower that could grow and flourish. Every blade of grass says something. Every stone whispers some secret. Every creation, every creature, sings some song. And it is that which Bilam understood. He understood that for Bnei Yisrael there was a crucial value to both the communal, the general aspects of our nation, and also to the private, specific components of each individual. And we too, as we go through life, we must find that balance on the one hand, giving to, identifying with, being part of the Tzibur. My entire destiny is coupled with Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Torat Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael. And at the same time, literally simultaneously, I also have to look out for myself. What works best for me? Which people work best for me? What environment works best for me? And in Mirtz Hashem, if we have that balance, then we will live up to the brachot of Matovu O'alecha Yaakov Mishkanotecha Yisrael Heve Shabbat Shalom.